Welcome to the Gebhard Baron podcast, the podcast where curiosity has no limits, the podcast that brings you captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. I'm Gebhard Baron. Stay with me as we break open the Word of God for your life. Hey guys, I'm Gebhard Baron and welcome to Empower Church Online Family. Today, I want to teach you, I want to break open the Word for you, and I want to show you that the handwriting of requirements that was against you is simply wiped away in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And listen, let's go to the scripture. Colossians chapter number 2 and verse number 14 says the following. And having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. I want to read it again and then I'm going to expound scripture to you. It says, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Now, you need to have a little bit of context here of what Paul is writing about when he writes to Colossians chapter number 2 and verse number 14. Well, first and foremost, the Bible says the handwriting of requirements that was against us. Now, in New Testament times, what would have happened is if you were guilty, you were thrown in prison. If you committed a crime, for example, you were thrown literally into prison. And what they would have done on the outside of that prison cell, on the door, they would have written down all the things that you have done. And also then the handwriting would have said the penalty that should be paid for that you've done. Literally translated, the handwriting of requirements that was against us. In other words, if you were guilty, there was requirements. You needed to pay something. You needed to do something before you could come out of the prison cell. There was literally a debtor's list, if I can say it like this. There was debt that needed to be paid. And according to this scripture, this debt that humanity had to pay because of the first Adam was so huge, was so vast that nobody could pay it. In other words, there was only one person that could ultimately pay it, and that's Jesus Christ. Let's go to the scripture and let's read it again and then Max will explain deeper. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. In other words, it was against us. It was standing as a literally as a testimony against us. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter number 3, verse number 23, all men fall short of the glory of God. You see, none of us are perfect. All of us have fallen short of the glory of the Lord. All of us need the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, as recorded in Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 4 to 6. And listen now what the Bible says. He has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. So the scripture says this, and this is what it means. Through Jesus Christ, the handwriting that was against you, listen to me carefully, the handwriting that was against you was taken away by Jesus Christ. And Jesus took the handwriting that was against you and he nailed it to the cross. In other words, no more guilt, no more shame, no more blame, no more condemnation. All of these things have been nailed to the cross. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ have no more right to walk under shame, guilt, condemnation, or any one of the above because it's been nailed to the cross. The cross is a separation point. It is a place of new birth. It's a place that you die to yourself. It's a place where the old man is dead and the new man comes alive again.
Before we continue our fascinating conversation, if you head over to gebhardbaron.com/partner, you can select a partnership deal that suits you perfectly so that you can become part of the Gebhard Baron family and build out the kingdom of God.
You see, when you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you have no more right to hold on to the old man. You have to say, like Paul said, the old man is gone. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. It's a new man that's alive. It's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives inside of me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. You see, friends, if Jesus didn't pay the price, and if he didn't pay the full demanded price, you and I would have stayed stuck in Satan's slave market. And that's exactly what it was, by the way, when Jesus Christ came to the earth. He stepped into Satan's slave market, where all of humanity was enslaved to sin. And therefore, Jesus needed to break the power of sin. How do you break the power of sin? Well, Jesus needed to be sinless. Also, Jesus needed to destroy the power of death. How do you destroy the power of death? Well, you need to remove the power of sin. Remember, death was present in the beginning. God created death because death was present. How do we know? Well, the scripture records very, very simply that God said to Adam and Eve, if you touch of that tree, surely you will die. You see, death was present, but death had no power because sin was not yet present. But when Adam and Eve sinned, when they disobeyed the word of the Lord and sinned, death was empowered. Therefore, the sinless man needed to come, or the God-man, man-God. And therefore, Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, and he was born out of the seed of the Holy Spirit through the agent of man, and he became the God-man or man-God. And he was tempted like all of us, yet without sin. And therefore, because he was this pure, spotless lamb and died as the perfect lamb of God, you have to understand God the Father placed sin in him and placed sin upon him. And when that first drop of blood started to fall, it started to shout, innocent, innocent, innocent. Or let me say it like this, redeemed, 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 redeemed. Therefore, it is the belief in the blood of the Lamb and the application of the blood of the Lamb that you and I are saved. I want to encourage you that there's something stronger than the strongest jick in all of this world, or the strongest cleansing agent in all of this world, and that's the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus saves, cleanses, heals, restores, and it makes you whole again. But listen to the scripture again. Having wiped out the handwritings of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, he has taken it out of the way and having nailed it to the cross. Now, forever, the Father took that handwriting. He ripped it off that door. He opened up the door. That's why Jesus is called the way, the truth, and the life. He took that handwriting and he nailed to the cross to be a constant reminder to Satan that you are no longer guilty. You are free because of Jesus. Jesus became so that you can become. Therefore, I want to encourage you again today. Do not hold on to sin, guilt, condemnation, or shame. It has been paid for. Your sins has been paid for. Who? By who? By Jesus Christ.
If you've enjoyed today's episode, we encourage you to share it with your friends, your family, and colleagues. Help us to spread the word and invite others to join us on this quest for knowledge and heaven's inspiration. As always, remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode. And until we meet again, keep learning and pushing forward into the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.